Hi, I'm Gary Wallach from NPR's Only a Game. Everybody's thankful this week, especially Bill Littlefield.
Thanks for balls that bounced just right and games that brightened up dark nights and for the uniform I got in Little League. Yeah, it was hot. Real cotton flannel like the pros with Cardinals on the bat. I suppose that others might have felt as cool as I did then, a goofy fool in love with baseball. That's not all. I'm thankful for the other sports, of course, and then all those reports I got to write of games I'd seen, of wily pros and kids so green they didn't know that one day they would grow too slow or stiff to play. I'm thankful that I got to see that glimmer of mortality by watching, listening, writing, too. There are less worthwhile things to do. The sidelines, one of several perches I'd prefer to swinging birches. I'm thankful for the people who have let me learn what they could do as players, coaches, story makers, generous with their time, and fakers, too, for in their strangest stories, filled with manufactured glories, there was stuff to learn there, too, which is what thankful people do. I've talked with Angel, Roger that, and with a master I have sat whose work impressed old Hemingway and led D. Runyon once to say, Bill Hines's stuff is very good. I'm thankful we were friends, and should I have to list each other friend I've made through games, the list would end sometime in 2020, so I'll let that clumsy project go, except to say at this Thanksgiving, what a way to make a living. Thanks for great colleagues, one and all, men and women short and tall, young and old, long-term and short, company in the swirl of sport. And for my wife and daughters, too, bright lights and inspirations who have tolerated all my claims that there is matter in our games.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. Our theme is simply home. Bill will explore the phenomenon, real or perceived, that home field gives the home team an advantage. We'll also learn how Thanksgiving Day football became as traditional as Thanksgiving Day feasting, and we'll revisit a small New England college that always made visiting teams feel right at home. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.